Good evening, Rabbi Sai. More on Nesias Kapayim. Siv Chov Hei. Beis Knesset Shekula Koyanim. A shul that is completely Koyanim. Imagine that. Koyanim only permitted to daven there. Only Koyanim. Koyanim Shekula. Beis Knesset Shekula Koyanim. Imein Shom Elo Asora. So if you've got a shul of exactly 10 Koyanim davening there. Exactly 10 Koyanim. We're up to see Chof Hei, page 12. So, Beis Knesset Shekula Koyanim, we have a shul of just Koyanim. Him ain Shom Elo Asoro, if there's 10 Yidin davening there, 10 Koyanim davening only. No more, no less. Kulam Oilim LeDuchon, they'll all go up to Duchon, they'll all be saying Birkas Koyanim. So, the obvious question is. Okay, never mind the Chazan for a moment. Well, who are they going to, exactly, who are they duchening? That's right. Imagine, everybody leaves their place, everybody goes to duchen. Pick his kohanim to whom? Sok to shulchan aruch, lemi mevachim. Whom are they benching? Whom are they benching? Who are they saying pick his kohanim to? Le'acheyem shebesodois. To their brothers in their fields. Now, we learned yesterday that the pick his kohanim goes only to people facing you, the kohanim. But if somebody is on the sides, because Kohanim does not cover them. The exception to that is Anusim. People who can't reach the shul, they can't come to shul. They are, the biggest Kohanim goes on them, even though they are not facing them, even if they're on the side or behind the Kohanim. Anusim, so we said that people in the fields, Anoshim Shebesodois, people who are in the fields, they also consider Anusim. They can't make it, they're working hard in the fields. They can't make it to biggest Kohanim. So we're learning now that if somebody is, so the Shulchan Aruch now says, who is, if there's 10 Kohanim in Shul and they are duchening, who are they duchening to? There's nobody in Shul. The answer is, it's true, there's nobody in Shul. But Birkas Kohanim also works for people outside Shul, for all the honest people who can't make it to Shul. So that's whom they are. So it's true, they are benching people they cannot see. They are benching people that are not in Shul, but nevertheless, they are benching people. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there is Anusim there as well. It's true that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Anusim are not people who are working in the fields, admittedly, but there are other people who are Anus, who are not making it to shul, because they're not well, they're old, they can't walk, whatever it may be, those are considered Anus.
He washes their hand.
So we learned, correct. So what happens then is that one kohen washes the other.
Would it have to be the young one washing the older one?
Not necessarily. It's a good idea. It's a very sweet idea, but I don't. Yeah, that, yes, that it does say that. That Melechom should be, yeah.
I always assume that the whole, if you're standing next to or behind the kohanim, that you're not included in the rocket, that wasn't seriously the thing.
It is very materialistic. It's materialistic that somebody is on the side is not covered by the bracha. It's true. There is another level of Birkas Kohanim, which is the Birkas Kohanim if somebody is not benimtza, is not around. And that works if somebody is an onus. So there's two levels really. If somebody is not an onus, he could have made it to shul, but he just can't be bothered, then if he's on the side, behind, it's not facing the Kohen, it's not going to work.
Sounds more like a Gzera than a
Gzera, no, it's Torah Reisalif. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting, you're right, it's an interesting concept, but yeah.
So who's like, as it were, covered on the radar? I mean,
good question, how far it goes, I don't know.
Is it people in the shul?
You're right, I don't know, it goes beyond the shul, and it goes into the fields. I don't know how far it goes. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. Ataka don't know. If somebody's in South Africa, is he covered by that?
Because if the one shul is covering, if the Kohanim in one shul is covering everyone, so what is all the other shuls?
Very good. Yeah, so I don't know how far it goes. I don't know.
Take a ride from
Tel Shuv. I don't know if it's connected.
It's the same idea.
Yeah, no, maybe. Yeah, there's no. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's. I don't know. I don't know how far it goes. Yeah.
So not really. They're not able to come. Just only Kohanim allowed.
No. It's a shul that really would allow anybody else. It just happens to be there's only Kohanim there. Okay?
And then the chazan doesn't go.
So the chazan is addressed in the chazan over here is actually a chazan, is a current chazan.
So, but he stays in his place?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Everyone
made it to shul.
And
they,
the
Kohanim
all know that.
Right? There is, the assumption is it's always anusim, people who are not well, people are old, people are. There's always going to be a.
Well, if it's a small neighborhood.
And everybody's just made it to shul.
So you have the, in every shul you have a very shtachim where there's
only 20, 10.
There's 20 men. And they're all in shul. And let's say they're all Kohanim.
Yeah.
For whatever.
So.
Or you wouldn't bother looking at all? Or? If it's all Kohanim, the reason they're duchening is because of an osim. If there's no osim at all, then what?
I don't know if that's going to answer your question. I don't know if that's going to answer your question, but let's see if that helps you to some degree. It's not addressing children and women. What about the children and women? So they're obviously not included. Why is that? What's going on? So it says, the Mishnah Berurah said, that we don't, the brocha, It's not. They're not specifically addressed for the brocha. Havol gam hem bichdal brocha. They're also included in the brocha. In other words, you wouldn't make specifically birkas kohanim for them, but once you say birkas kohanim, it's also addressing them as well. Does that make sense? That you're not going to make birkas kohanim for them. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is. Deloy chashiva lebrocha lechudayu. They're not considered that we're going to make a bracha for them. But also in the bracha. I don't know why it is. Maybe because it's less obligation. Maybe because it's it has probably to some degree to do with it. Yeah, the lesser level. Yeah, hanoshim v'taf. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, okay, so let's we're not finished Shulchan Aruch, let's go back to Shulchan Aruch, before we continue. Mi oine achem omen. Who's actually going to say omen? So imagine if God has 10 kohanim or duchening, who's going to say omen to the bracha? Mi oine achem omen. Who's going to say omen after them? Anoshim ataf. The women and the children. Vim yeh sham yoisim asora. If there's more than 10 kohanim, hay seirim asora yalu libroch, yalu vivochu, va asora oine achem omen. So Shulchan Aruch says that if there is im yesh shom yosim asor, if there's more than 10, hayiserim asora, the additional to the 10 yalu vivochu, they should go up to duchen vasora enim achem omen, the 10 should remain to say omen. So 10 will remain. If you've got 15, you're gonna have 10 who stay behind in shul. They are considered the tzibur. Yeah, they will say omen. And the 5 additional, once you've got more than 10, the 5 additional ones, they go up to duchen. You, like this, you're ensuring that is a proper. What you, it's. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Which one? They'll have to fight it out with that. They'll have to fight it out. They'll have to fight it out. They'll have to fight it out.
We learned before that if someone's called up, kahanim.
Yeah, you have to make sure not to call them up. You're right. It's a massive problem. If they are called up, very, very good point. But Shannon points out that what happens if they're called up? You haven't got a choice, you have to call up. Remember we said that if somebody says, go up, a Kohen must go up. So, Michelle's point out correctly, what happens if they said, you know, you go, and then if, you know, then it's a massive problem. It's a mamashim problem.
If they're called Kohanim, no? Is that not the same
Yeah, if they're called Kohanim, then no, you would also be a problem. You would also be a problem. You'll have to be careful then, you're right. Very good point. Yeah, who's actually going to call out? I'm not sure. Good point. I don't know. Who's going to call out? Chazan, maybe. Chazan, yeah. Maybe the Chazan. Yeah, in Mikra, then Chazan is allowed to. Yeah. Sivkotten, Kufi Mishneh Berurah, Yosem Asor Atam. The reason is, Tekiven Sheyesh Shom Asor Gdoilim. Since there are 10 adults, Shiuch Lelano is Omen Ala Bocha, which can say Omen to the Bocha, Mutav Sheiskai Mishneim. Better that both are fulfilled. In other words, the minion remains strong, and Birkas Kohanim taking place as well. Ve'yu miktsasen oilim, some should go up to duchen, ve'asoro yanu omein, and the 10 should say omein.
That's right, if there were 11, and there was 1, yeah. So there were 12, there was 1 Israel in the minyan,
Yeah, because we want to enable. Yeah, I imagine the answer is because we want to have a strong omen. We want to have a proper minion. Sometimes you haven't got a choice. If you've got literally 10 people, so you haven't got a choice. You have to. You can't even have to go in duchen. But you want to. Lechatchila, what we really want is to have a minion of answerers, omen. Yeah. Exactly 10. That was the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, who said that they all go to Duchen. Siv Chavav, Beshah Shemevachin. Beshah, correct. Only the women and the children. Beshah Shemevachin. When they Duchen, Hein Loima Shum Posuk, they should not say any Posuk. You shouldn't say Pesukim. Now I know that it's printed in some Machzorim. In fact, most Machzorim have got Pesukim printed. So Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, do you know what I'm referring to? When you've got the Machzorim, it says Yivorichon, and after it says that some say the following verses, no? Do you know what I'm referring to? So Shulchan Aruch says, Peshah Shem Evarchim, when the Kenim Tuchening, Tuchen, Ein Loim Hashem Posuk, you should not say any Posuk. Ela, only Yishtuku, you should be silent. Ve'ichavdu l'bracha, you should have intention for the bracha. Mikon Mokim says the Ramon, however, Achshav Shakoyanim Ma'arichin Harbe Benigunim. Nowadays that the Koyanim take a long time to sing, Noagu Gamken Loim Apsukim, the custom is also to say Psukim. K'moshen Yisbal El Tzimun Nun Zayin, just as it was discussed in Tzimun Nun Zayin in Boch with Gatsu Bochum. Ach Yoisa Toiv, it is better yet, Shaloi Le'omo, better yet is not to say it. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't say any Psukim. The Ramon says, you know what, nowadays that they sing so long, no offense, please. Oh. Oh. Very good. Very good. So, well, let's, 1 second. So nowadays, the Kohenim sing a long time. You may say additional brochas. Ramah says, better yet, not to say anything. Mishneh Berurah and Sif Katan, Kuf Beis. Ein Loima, you should not say Psukim. The Klum Yesh Eved, is there such a thing as a slave? Shemevachin Oisoi, that he is being benched. Ve'einu imazin, and he didn't listen, and he's not listening. He said it's the weirdest thing ever, that if a servant, a slave is being benched, somebody's blessing him, somebody's benching him, and he's saying his own things. He said that's totally inappropriate. It's totally disrespectful. You're getting a bracha now. The Kohenim are benching you on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're reading your own psukim. It's wrong. Therefore, the right thing to do is just to be silent and concentrate, and that's it. Now the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Gimel says Shel Olam, you should rather not say anything. And that's the main thing, not to say anything. I'm skipping a few lines now. I just want to go to the last three lines of the Mishnah Berurah. Mikolshken, even more so. Sheishli Yisrael, Shaloi Lo Yomar Psukim Bekoil. You're not meant to say the Psukim yourself. Yisrael, he's not meant to say the Psukim. Yevarech Echad, you say it yourself. You're not allowed to do that. K'mo Sheoisim Ha'amoin, like many people tend to do. Ubifrad, Ma Shechoizrim Ha'milas Mitevaz Yevarech Echad V'Le'alon. Generally, what people do is, the Kohen says, Yevarech Echad, and then people say Yevarech Echad themselves. He says, that's totally wrong. Zetos, that's a mistake. Shloi nizka b'shumokim in ezeh. This custom is not mentioned anywhere. Don't pretend to be a Kohen. Don't repeat the word of a Kohen. Just listen carefully and concentrate to the words. Don't add psukim and don't repeat the words of the Kohen. So he said, that minik has got no mekoyer and is a mekoyer that has no... He's a minik that has no mekoyer and one shouldn't do so. Yeah.
And what do people do now? They like cease.
Okay, so there is, so what it's true that there are machsoirim, many machsoirim, and countless people have the meaning to say additional tefillahs. This is not to be said when the Kohanim actually duchen. It's not during the actual brocha. It is, as we know, at some point the Kohanim will spend a long time for the nigunim, and that's the appropriate time to say the additional tefillahs, but not when they actually say the words. Correct. It's to enable that tefillah. Correct. Yeah. But those tefillahs, I must point out, those tefillahs are from very late origin. They're not, especially the last one, which is not Yerotzin, but pardon? Yeah. is of later origin.
So should we not say them?
No, nowadays that it's unable to say it, I suppose it's the minute to say it.
It seems like chicken and egg. They only do them to good and to allow people to say the psukim, but the proper thing to do really is
what the Shulchan Aruch addresses, what the criticism is set on people who say psukim during Birkas Kohanim. That's the point Shulchan Aruch makes of it. During the bracha. There is not. Okay, but so, the point of Shulchan Aruch is that during the actual bracha, during the actual psukim, then one may not under any circumstances say anything. It is true nowadays, we have something else. We have that in between the psukim, there's an extended period of singing, and then one is, I suppose, encouraged to say the additional tefillahs.
It's not between the psukim, it's
between the psukim, between the three psukim. Between the words, you're right, between the words. It is, yeah. But it's not as the Kohen says a word. It's not during the actual bracha. It's in between. It is in between. Yes. The concept, not the tefillah. Not the words that we've got. No. The tefillah is of late origin. Yeah. Kohen Shenosa Kapov. Sif Chavzayin in Shulchan Aruch. Kohen Einu Rishai Lehoisiv Medaito Yoyser Al HaShloisha Psukim. A Kohen is not allowed to add additional tefillahs, additional words to the Shloisha Psukim, to the three Psukim, Shal Birkas Kohanim or Birkas Kohanim. Veim Hoisiv, and if he adds, Oiv Abalt Hoisiv, he adds on Abalt Hoisiv. So if the Kohen is very, very good-hearted, and he's really, really, really kind, and he wants three psukim is not enough. My shul, I love them so much. Besides Yivarech Echo, besides the three psukim, I'm going to add what? Mikam Chesol, very good. And you add additional psukim as you desire. He said that's actually a very, very bad idea. Because by doing that, you're actually not only you're not adding anything, but on the contrary, you're over on Bal Toysif. We know. Every mitzvah, if you add it in its time, in its right time, you add to the mitzvah from your own heart, you add to the mitzvah, that is an issa d'oraisa of Baal Toysif, to not add. We know if somebody takes two lulavim, two esroigim, or whatever it may be, b'shas, the mitzvah, it's over Baal Toysif. Similarly here, if you add psukim to the Birkas Kohanim Baal Toysif, Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan, Sif Katan Kuv Dalet, Kohen Enoi, Loshna Gemara, this is the words of the Gemara. A Kohen shouldn't say, since the Torah gives me permission to bench, Oisi Brocha Achaz Mishali, I will add my own Brocha, Kugon, such as Hashem Aleikiav, Yisechem, Yosef Aleichem, Kochem, Elef Be'omim. Hashem, the God of my forefathers, should add on you 1,000 times or you 1,000 Brochas, Tamud Loima, the Prophet says, Loi Toisifu, do not add. It's a Baal Toysif. Who masik shama gemara, the gemara even says that if you look vasim kol because even if he's complete all his brachas, gam ken oiv belav, he still transgresses the issa of Baal Toysif. Kol shken even more say moisif of emtzah brachas if he adds in the middle of the bracha. Interesting. What would you have said if you said Birkas Kohanim a number of times? Whether it is because he really loves the, you know, imagine if a Kohen has got OCD. Oh, you know, like he just wants to say, just in case, to make sure that he really said it properly. Imagine that. He just wants to double check. Well, how about that? He wants to say it the second time. He just finished. He says, you know, just in case, let's go over it again. It's a bit like me with locking the doors. You know, you go like, I don't know how many times you go back just to make sure that you lock the door. So,
Should be Baal Toysif.
Anybody, everybody agrees? Should be Baal Toysif? Actual Birkas Kohanim. Not Mika Amcha Yisrael, and not adding Hashem Elokei Avos Seichem. If you just go through the Birkas Kohanim again, second time around. Baal Toysif? L'shem Mitzvah. Baal Toysif is always L'shem Mitzvah, and you're over on Baal Toysif. So she's Baal Toysif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very, very interesting. V'davka lo'osif posuk echot acher, also. It's only, Baal Toysif only applies if you're adding a different posuk. Avoloim Birkas Kohanim. But if you say Birkas Kohanim, kama po'omim, several times, heinoi mishum Baal Toysif, you're not oivon Baal Toysif. T'lo'ishach Baal Toysif basiyas ha-mitzvah shtei po'omim. Because you're not oivon Baal Toysif by doing the mitzvah a second time round. It's based on a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and other Rishonim as well. Now, just like we find that if you shake the lulav a few times, there's no Baal Toysif. True or not true? What happens if you have a second Kazayis Matzah? Are you over on Bal Tosef? What happens if a person blows more tkiyas than the minimum 30 tkiyas? Is he over on Bal Tosef? Very interesting question. If you do more than 30 tkiyas, are you over on Bal Tosef? How many tkiyas do you do on Rosh Hashanah? 100. Are you over on Bal Tosef? It's only a minute. After 30, I call to all the opinions so you have fulfilled the mitzvah, even with the Rabbanon, after 30. Bal Tosef, yeah, where's, yeah. So the answer is a very, very sophisticated concept that if you're adding to the if you're adding to the mitzvah a different addition, that's Bal Tosef. If you repeat the same mitzvah, the identical mitzvah, you just do it a second time round, it's not Bal Tosef. To blow more tkiyas, it's not Bal Tosef. To eat more matzah, it's not Bal Tosef. Similarly, to say Yevorechecha, he's also not Bal Tosef. I must admit, this is a bit, to compare the tkiyas to Yevorechecha is a bit not so smooth, but yeah. That would be Bal Tosef, yeah. Yeah. I agree to the question. It's an interesting question.
You get people who tap the word tefillin on their head at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We spoke about the tefillin as well, yeah. Yeah. Yes?
That means if the kohen wants to schlep on, he could do it 100 times.
He could do it 100 times, he's not over Bal Tosef. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but he's obviously managing to do it in the same time, yeah. It seems. Yeah. Okay. Siv Chav Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Kohen Shenose Kapov. A Kohen has already Duchant. Ve'achka Cholach LeBeis HaKnesses Acheir. And he's gone after to another shul. Ve'motzat Tzibur Shalai Gyu LeBirkas Kohenim. And you know what? He's found dominion there. They have not reached Birkas Kohenim. See what happened? He is Duchant already. He went to the Ashkama minion. And now he has come to another minion. He says, oh, they're up to Duchaning. Can he join them? Yochel Lisa Kapov Pam Acheris. He can Duchant a second time round. There's not much Chiddush here. Because we know that a Kohen can duchen as many times as he wants a day. He can, he can duchen. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah over here, says, the Mishnah Berurah is addressing Sifkotan Kuvav, the Shaila, of what happens if a Kohen is still in the middle of Shmoina Esser. And suddenly Birkas Kohanim is starting. What should he do? Mishnah Berurah here addresses the Shaila. What happens to a Kohen who is still in the middle of Shmoina Esser? And it says, Kohanim, and in the middle of Shmoina Esser. Two options. Drop and run, or keep calm and continue davening.
Stop.
Or stop and then, yeah, all right, okay, so stop. Stop and do what?
To
stop, go to Duchan, or stop and relax?
Stop, go to Duchan.
And can continue. Okay, yeah, that's option. One of the options, yeah. Pardon me? Oh, very good. We'll get to that shortly, Mishnah Berurah, yeah. Yeah. He will say. So? You should do without a bracha. You're saying that? You say, okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. I'm going in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Kuvav, halfway. It says, Kohen HaMispar L'Shmoina Esser. Kohen HaDavon Shmoina Esser. Im Ein Shom Kohen Achav Eis HaKnes. If there's no other Kohen present in Shul, Tzorech Lehafzik, he must interrupt. Velalois and go up leduchan to duchan. Kedeshlo is this battle nisias kapayim in order that the nisias kapayim should not be cancelled. Ve'achashigmir nisias kapayim and after he's finished in the duchan and yerid ma'duchan vigmet philosophy should complete the shmoina esser. Mamash, as you said, that if there is no other kohanim present, if he's the only kohanim there, then he should take a stop. He should stop shmoina esser. It's middle of shmoina esser. He should stop shmoina esser. Run to duchan. After duchening, he should go down again and continue Shmoina Esser. I don't know And one second, let's just finish Mishnah Berurah. V'yavim yesham kohen achet, if there are the kohanim present, heinu posing mitzvah, so should not stop a shmoneh esrei. But im lo she'amru lo yaleh l'dukhan oto liyad echa, if somebody spoiled the game for him and went up to him and said, actually, go, are you going to dukhan, then he hasn't got a choice. He must go up because he's been asked. We spoke about that earlier in Sif Aleph. Kohen who's been asked to go, must go. So if there is another kohanim, but he was asked to go to dukhan, he must go. The oz afilu im yeshom kohanim acherim tzorich lafsik v'la'alois. וכל מוקרים שמפסיק בתריך התפילה כדי לעלות לדוכן צורך לק רק לבצץ בתריך התפילה ששימו ונשגו. Yeah, what are you saying? Yeah, so if it's true nowadays that we're calling Kernim, he would probably be, it would be a problem, you're right. Even if it's not directly addressing him, you're right. Yeah.
He's an honest, he's an honest minister, and other Kernim, so if someone directly asks him, it's their toss. It's like if someone's mashpia me, if someone says, I'm oystering chocolate to you, they can't oyster chocolate to me because they don't have that bias to do that.
Yeah, but the regards to Duchen, he has to do, the concept of Duchen is that if a Kohen is asked to go, he must go.
And if it was in a wheelchair,
Then he's a real onus. Shmoneh Esrei is not considered an onus. He's put himself in that situation to daven along Shmoneh Esrei. He's not a genuine onus. A wheelchair-bound person is an onus. Well, it could be that he can't duchen anyway, but because he can't stand. But he's considered a genuine onus. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. Yeah, you should do that. So the Mishnah Berurah also says, Mishnah Berurah, however, says as well, this is, it's only if he's sure that he'll be able to continue Shemoneh Esrei regularly. If he's going to get all confused, then it's a problem. Sif Choftes, Kohen Shelo Yispal Adayin V'motzot Tzibur Mispalani. Kohen who has not davened yet, Noise Kapov, he should duchen ven tfilosem ven atfilem akavtoi. The fact that he didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei, the fact that he hasn't davened yet, is not ma'akev. A Kohen is allowed to just rock up and duchen. It doesn't matter that he hasn't davened yet. It doesn't happen if he had a really bad, you know, he really ended up late and came to shul a bit, drop late. If he could just walk in and duchen, that's fine. The fact that he hasn't davened is not my akev. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. We learned about a shul that is full of kohanim. So what happens then is that all the kohanim go and duchen. Who do they say the birkas kohanim to? The answer is, for the Yidden in the fields. Who says Amen? The answer is the women and the children. If there's more than 10 Kohanim, then 10 remain in their places to say Amen, and the additional Kohanim, they go to Duchen. We learned that a Kohen, that during Birkas Kohanim, the Yidden are not meant to say any Psukim, should be quiet, listening silently to the Birkas Kohanim. We learned that a Kohen is not allowed to add anything to the Birkas Kohanim because it's Bal Toisif. It also says he's not allowed to take anything away because of Bal Tigra. Not allowed to take anything away. It's Bal Tigra, Bal Toisif. We learned also that a Kohen who duchened, if he goes afterwards and sees another minion, he's allowed to duchen a second time. That's no problem at all. We learned that a Kohen who is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei should interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei to go to duchen if A, he's the only Kohen, or B, he's asked directly to go to Duchan. Otherwise, he can continue davening with pleasure. Finally, Sif Choftes, we learned that the Kohen who has not davened can still Duchan. Here, the Enat Fila Ma'akavtoim. I wish you a very good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.